Morning Watch, Day 4. The Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Peter. The Present Truth and the Way of the Truth. Related Verses. Revelation 1:4. John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is coming, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne. Revelation 4:5. And out of the throne came forth lightnings and voices and thunders. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Revelation 5:6. And I saw in the midst of the throne, and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, a lamb, standing as having just been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Revelation 22:17. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him who hears say, Come. And let him who is thirsty come. Let him who wills take the water of life freely. Ephesians 1:22 and 23. And he subjected all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all. Colossians 2:9. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Matthew 26:26-28. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took a cup and gave thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is being poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that everyone who believes into him would not perish, but would have eternal life. Suggested reading. The third major item in the divine revelation concerns the person and work of the all-inclusive Christ. This all-inclusive Christ, as the preeminent one over all things and the one who fills all in all, is the center and circumference of God's economy. By passing through incarnation, human living, death, resurrection, and ascension, he dispenses himself into the believers to regenerate, sanctify, renew, transform, and conform them to the image of God's firstborn Son, and ultimately glorify them. They become the many God-men to constitute the body of Christ, which will consummate in the New Jerusalem as the enlargement and expression of God in humanity for eternity. The fourth major item concerns the consummated life-giving Spirit. The Spirit passed through many processes to become a consummated Spirit. First, the Spirit of God has been compounded with a number of elements to become a compound Spirit, as typified by the holy anointing ointment in Exodus 30:23-25. Second, John 7:39 and 1 Corinthians 15:45b reveal that before Jesus' resurrection, in which he was glorified, the Spirit of God had not yet been processed to become the Spirit who gives life. It was at the time of his resurrection that Jesus was glorified. In his resurrection, Christ, the last Adam in the flesh, became a life-giving Spirit. Third, in Revelation, the Spirit of God eventually becomes the seven spirits, that is, the sevenfold intensified Spirit, to enable the believers to overcome the various degradations of the church and the dark age of the church. The Spirit of God, after being compounded, transformed and intensified, became the consummated spirit of the triune God. The fifth major item in the divine revelation concerns the eternal life of God. We obtain this eternal life from God through believing in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. This life is the divine life of God, even the complete triune God himself. It is uncreated, incorruptible, indestructible, and eternal. Eternal implies that in quality, quantity, time, space, and existence, it is perfect and complete. We are regenerated and transformed in this eternal life and glorified with the consummated triune God as our eternal glory. This is the eternal life. The sixth major item of the divine revelation in the Bible concerns the body of Christ, which is the church of God. According to the revelation and pattern seen in the New Testament, the church is the gathering of the believers in Christ, who are called out from the world. This gathering, on the one hand, is the house of the living God, for God to dwell in to accomplish his will according to his desire for his good pleasure. On the other hand, it is the organic body of Christ, for him to have a counterpart that is organically united with him to be his expression. Such a church as the house of God, and also the body of Christ, is unique in the universe, yet it is manifested and expressed in many different localities on the earth to be the many local churches. The fellowship and life of this church, whether universally or locally, is unique. I would exhort the brothers and sisters, especially the co-workers and elders, to study thoroughly the revelation of these six major items, and even to widely teach and preach concerning them.